Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He told me, he said, you know why I played like that tonight? You said Jokic was the hardest person to guard in the league. So I took that personal. And so I want to tell y'all, Joel's the hardest guy to guard.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Of course, they were the voice of Draymond Green after guarding Joel Embiid on Friday night. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, Kyle Quinn, you guys with us. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How y'all doing this morning,
man? Good. How was your weekend?
It was good, man. It was good until I had that water alert.
Yeah, that wasn't great yesterday.
It threw everything off.
Yeah, that when you get that buzzing on the phone, it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, what's going on, man? So I got the alert that everybody else got, and, you know, we all rushed to the store. I got me two bottles of water. That's about it, because
yeah.
It was gone.
Well, it moved fast.
Yeah. Water moves fast.
It
very,
does.
Very fast.
We will keep you up to date on anything, of course, anything going on in the city. But, of course, tonight, not in the city, but out in Denver, is a gigantic game, Hugh Douglas. It is the Sixers. It is the Nuggets. And it's a game that I think the MVP will be decided tonight. And today we're going to do it. We're a really fun show. It's our MVP debate show. We're going to have on guests from all over the place. Milwaukee, Denver, Howard Eskin, who's actually in Phoenix, Spike Eskin up in New York.
Spike.
Elliot, who I think is in Phoenix, too. We're going to have a ton of guests on today to give their opinion, and we'll try to kind of narrow down who should be the MVP, who is the MVP of the NBA. And right now, the odds say, Hugh, that it still is Joel Embiid. He has a chance to cement that tonight. Look, I want to start like this. Joel Embiid is a tremendous basketball player, and right now, he's likely the MVP of the NBA. He's earned that this year. He's had a great season. Back-to-back losses doesn't change that. He's the favorite for a reason. But as I think about Joel Embiid, Hugh, and I've thought this for a while, sometimes in the NBA there's talent and then there's champions. There's talented players and there's championship players. Mm-hmm. And I look at Joel Embiid and I say he's an amazingly talented player. He might win an MVP this year. But, Hugh, I still have questions. And I don't believe in this moment today, as we have this conversation, that we're watching a championship player. You know, Saturday night, obviously he's a little banged up with the calf and he didn't play great and they lost the Suns. It's just one game. But then after the game, he's talking about how fatigued he is. And he's talking about, you know, kind of he's played every game and he's played a lot of minutes. And, Hugh, I just have a question on Joel Embiid on how much his mind is in the right place. And I have a question on Joel Embiid. Is he ever going to be where he needs to be in the playoffs? Because I just feel like this MVP push, it's taken a lot at him. It feels like he's put a lot into this MVP push, and tonight I'm sure he'll play. But I question, and I don't know, and in fact, I don't believe right now, Hugh, that Joel Embiid is a championship player.
You know what? The way that you framed this question, we were talking about it this morning, and you know, I was kind of going back and thinking about it. And I say I have to agree. And one of the things that I look at when you talk about him as a player, and the one thing that I've never heard a championship player say is that he's tired, especially one that has been playing as long as Joel Embiid. Now, I know a lot of people might feel like, you know, I'm using, you know, semantics and wordplay and things of that nature. But I'll tell you this. Going into – just give you a little bit of my story. Going into my third season in the NFL, you know, I think I was here when it was Tommy Brazier. No, it was when Tommy Brazier was here. Tommy Brazier became my defensive line coach. And he asked me, what do you want to be? Like it's about time for you to start figuring out what type of player that you want to be and what do you have to do, you know. And one thing that I did was never complain about fatigue or anything like that. You just can't. If you're tired, you have to do, as a professional, you have to do everything within your power to make sure that doesn't happen. If that means to go work out a little bit extra after the game or after practice or whatever, then you do that. You know, one thing, like when I think about championship players, one of the guys that comes to mind immediately is Brian Dawkins. And I know people are probably saying, well, you know, Dawk never won a championship. I said, but he had a championship mentality. Now, that is something that nobody can dispute when you talk about Brian Dawkins. And the one thing that I remember about Brian was this. Brian was in the morning working out before practice. Brian was at practice. And after practice, he was working out. And so much so that that was the kind of infectious nature that it was around the locker room. And playing in that defense early on here in Philadelphia, we knew that there was probably going to be a good chance that we were going to play a lot. Mm-hmm. And so you prepared yourself for exactly that. We would run after practice, and then I remember going after practice and running a little bit more. So that one thing, that it would never be an issue in the fourth quarter, that would never be an issue for me, is being tired. And when you hear a player of that caliber with that kind of talent say something like that, then that's why you ask the question, or you state it the way that you stated, is that, you know, he's not a championship player. Listen, you're too old in the game to tell anybody that you're tired. You've been in the game too long. It's obvious that you have certain goals that you want to attain. That's clear. You want to be the MVP. If you really want to be the MVP, MVP starts in the offseason, in my opinion. You start working towards your MVP run as soon as the season over and asking yourself, what do I need to do to be better? What do I need to do not to be so tired around this time of year? That would be the question that I would ask Joel Embiid. So if you're tired, Joel, that's your fault, because you wasn't doing what you needed to do in the offseason not to be tired.
215-592-9494 to hop in here. We will debate all day, and we will have plenty of guests on to give us their perspective. Different cities, different people, different kind of thinkers. I would think Spike Eskin and Howard Eskin couldn't be different thinkers, even though they are father and son. They'll all be on our show today to have this conversation about Joel Embiid and if he's going to win the MVP and how they'd vote right now. But championship player, because that's what I'm hung up on. I said it a couple weeks ago, and I'll say it. I know we're doing our MVP debate show. I don't care if he wins the MVP. Like, I don't care. We're going to find out in 3 or 4 weeks if he does. But I want to win a championship. And I look at Joel Embiid, and I don't think he's a championship player. I'm going to read you the quote. This was after the game the other night. Keith Pompey had this in the Inquirer. This is a Joel Embiid quote after the loss to the Suns on Saturday. Quote, "I'm going to need one game off pretty soon," Embiid said. "It's two things. Like I said, it's all about being healthy for the playoffs. You know, like tonight, I was very sloppy. Usually when I'm sluggish and sloppy, that means I'm tired. Like you said, I've been playing a lot of minutes. I've been playing every single game." Like, dude, like, this is your job. And here's what frustrates me, Hugh. I think players have to know themselves, right? Like, you knew yourself. Your coach asked you, and you figured out what you needed to do. So there's two ways of going about this, right? Giannis, Kobe, let's go LeBron James. They don't get tired, right? They work hard enough where they don't get tired. Okay,
and if they do, you never hear them say it.
Never. So that's one end of the spectrum. And he's obviously not on that end of the spectrum. That's okay. There's also players, Hugh, I would say Kawhi Leonard, and I would say Shaquille O'Neal, who know their bodies. Like, I can't play. Especially, remember Shaq with the Lakers? He didn't play every game. He took games off. He rested for the playoffs. He knew his body. To be a championship player, it meant he wasn't going to win as many MVPs. He was going to only play, you know, whatever, 60 games instead of 80 games. It seems like Joel, my perception is he's caught in between. He wants to win an MVP, but I also think that's hurting their chances of winning a title. If he's tired in March, he's got to play two more months at this level. It's only March.
Yeah, but my thing is this. You could do both. I think that you can do both, but you have to prepare yourself for both. And, you know, I know a lot of people out there might not agree with what I'm saying, and that's fine. You don't have to. But when you make a decision, I look at it like this. When you become a professional athlete, you have the absolute best job in the world, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, or hockey, because you get paid to play a game that you probably grew up loving.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest thing that you have to do on a day-to-day basis is prepare your body for the grueling grind that is the regular season, whatever your regular season is. That is your job. So that means that on those days that you don't want to work out, and especially if you're a guy who has aspirations of either being a Hall of Fame, whatever, or just a dominant player in your field, that means you got to take your butt to the gym every day and work out. And at this point in your life, if you're a professional, then that is your old hat for you. That is something that you should be used to doing. You know, and knowing how the game evolves and how the game changes every year, for you to sit there and say that I'm tired, to me, that's a lazy excuse. That's on you. If you're tired, that means you did not do enough in the offseason or during the regular season to get yourself prepared for this moment, because you knew you were trying to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, you did.
You knew you were trying to make it to the playoffs.
You knew what you wanted to do. Gino Auriemma, the women's basketball coach, he had a quote once I saw, that great players don't get tired. And it always sticks with me. Great players don't get tired. Joel admitted he's tired. 215-592-9494. And Embiid also, you know, as we go into this game tonight, I'm sure he cares about the MVP. But a few weeks ago, here's what he said about this whole debate we're having today.
I don't know. That's not for me to answer. I feel like, you know, obviously being in the running the last 2 years, you know, has been whatever. And, you know, this year, you know, I've taken a different approach. Just trying to focus on the right things, win games, dominate, which I've been doing. And whatever happens, happens. Obviously, we wouldn't love to, you know, win one. That's the, you know, the best award anyone can get.
See, this is the thing for me. In order to be dominant, you can't get tired. You know, I mean, you can't. I mean, and I know that there are probably people out here listening right now that are Joel Embiid fans that are probably saying that I'm wrong. But listen, if you want to be that dude, then you have to work like that dude. You have to outwork everybody. You have to assume that everybody that you're playing against, even if it's not true, is out there working their butt off to beat you.
That's it.
And you have to go out there and work harder to beat them. That's what it's all about. Man, one thing I always took pride in when I played, because I wasn't considered one of the bigger dudes to play the game. But I used to say this during the course of the game. I took great pride in beating a bigger man's ass. I really, really did, because it was like the one thing that I would always hear in when I was going to combines and people were evaluating me for the draft and everything. Well, you know, he's not that big. What position he's going to play? He's too big to be a linebacker, and he's too small to be a defensive end. You know, he's going to get swallowed up by players. I remember reading quotes where people were saying, well, you know, he gets engulfed by blockers because they're bigger than him. So my whole thing was, in that offseason after my first year in the league, was I'm going to get stronger and I'm going to work harder, because the one thing, you know, you might be bigger than me, but you're not going to outwork me. And when the fourth quarter come around, when you're blowing and you're tired, that's when I'm going to be at my best. And that's the way that I approached it. And I remember Bill Parcells telling me one time that anybody could get sacks in the first quarter of a game. Can you get them in the fourth? Can you get them when the team really needs them? And that was one thing that I always try to take pride in, man. When the game is on the line, if you give me the time that I need, I'm going to go ahead and make it happen.
Well, and that's how you win. And that's how winning is done. 215-592-9494. Today's kind of a gut check show. We all realize Joel Embiid is a tremendous basketball player, and he might be the MVP of the league. By the end of the show, we'll have a lot of opinions on that. But is he a championship player? Like, what's your gut feeling when I say that? The playoffs are like 2.5 weeks away. The Sixers have like 7 games to go. They play the Nuggets tonight. Do you believe, we've watched this guy for 7 years on the court, 9 years since he was drafted, do you believe Joel Embiid is a championship player? Yes or no? Kyle Quinn, what are you feeling on this?
Championship player. I don't see a championship ring on his finger. In fact, I haven't even seen the guy get past the second round of the playoffs. Look,
there's that second round of the playoffs.
Second round of the playoffs, man. That should be a pretty easy benchmark to clear for a guy who, like, I guess 80% of people on Twitter are saying is a championship player. Probably should get past the second round at least once in his career for us to call him that. Look, I think he's probably the most talented, most exciting Sixer that I ever remember watching. I think he's more physically gifted than Allen Iverson when you take everything into consideration. He's without question in my mind the MVP of the NBA this season, but to be the MVP and to be a championship player are two different discussions. And I'll take this back to Allen Iverson, and I know he didn't win a championship, but in his MVP season in 2001, he also dragged a team of Eric Snow and Aaron McKee and other guys like that to the NBA Finals and gave that Lakers team, which was an incredible Lakers team, their only loss of the postseason. That is a performance that a championship player puts on. That's a champion's mentality. That's a guy who's not getting tired, as Embiid is alluding to here. And I just look at Embiid right now, and he's already planting the seeds of excuses, as Hugh is pointing out here. I don't think he can be the guy to do what Allen Iverson did that season yet. At least if he can, I have not seen it yet. So championship player, no.
All right, we're aligned on this. Let's see what the people think. 215-592-9494. Deep down, your gut feeling, do you believe Joel's a championship player? We've watched this guy for a long time. We know how good he's become. I mean, he's obviously the favorite right now to win the MVP. He could lock it up tonight. What a great performance against Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. But do you believe he's a championship player? Because that's really what this is all about. Tom is in Dover. Good morning, Tom.
Yo, what's up, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, listen, Joe. When I start calling the radio station, right, I like to listen. I don't always want to call in. I only call in when I get mad, right? And I got mad when they started talking about Embiid is a championship player. Embiid is not a championship player because Embiid don't have no heart, period. He got talent. Ain't nobody saying that he don't have talent. But he don't have no heart. He need to go somewhere and get some film and look at somebody like Moses Malone. That's hot. You never hear Moses Malone talk about he was tired when he was scoring double points, 20 points a night. And double digits and rebounds, and he was an undersized center, if y'all know anything about the game.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? He was undersized, and he led the league in rebounds multiple years. You know, this dude here, he is already Charles pitching for a couple nights off. You know, I understand, Hugh, why do they give out these MVPs at the end of the regular season when they should give them out at the end of the season after the championships and everything is over? Because how can you give him or Jokic the MVP? Neither one of them ain't been in the championship. Period.
Well, not even close. Neither have been to the finals.
You know, I was saying on the radio this morning, you know, in my opinion, the Sixers stick. There's no way we should have lost to Phoenix the other night. They didn't even have KD, so they were shit-handed. You know, okay, people were going to say, well, we didn't have Harden. Yeah, we was winning. It's no reason why you're winning and you turn around and you lose by 20. The same thing in Golden State. They shorthanded. We was winning. You turn around and lose that game. And this guy talking about he's the MVP and now he needs a day off. Come on, man. Embiid ain't no champion, man. He's not.
Yeah, you know, this is the thing. I think that as a professional athlete, it's your job to be able to read the room
mm-hmm.
and understand how your words carry power. And what you say carries weight. It's obvious that from the things that have come out of his mouth, that he doesn't understand that. And you have to understand that when you say things like I'm tired, people aren't going to understand that. Because the only thing they know is, you know, you play basketball. Like there are people out there that work real jobs that come home and make food for their family and get up and go do it again. They're tired. Now, those are the ones that's tired. But guess what? They don't complain about it. So you tend to rub folks the wrong way when your job is to go out there and make baskets and work out. And then you say during the time where you need to be charged and full of life that I'm tired. Dude, the playoffs about to start. And for you to start talking about you need days off and all this other stuff – that's not what we're trying to hear.
Yeah, and your Tom, you're right, man. We appreciate that. This is what drives me crazy about this guy. We did this during the All-Star game when he played. He played 28 minutes in the All-Star game for no reason. And now we're doing it. The whole month of March, he's been great, right? He's played really, really well. But he's tired now. What is the point of all of this? Like, I'm tired of this hypocritical Joel Embiid crap that I'm seeing this morning. Oh, I don't care if I win the MVP. Then, dude, why have you played all these minutes in the month of March? What is the point of this? Like, this makes no sense. Championship players don't get tired. Championship players are ready for the postseason, and every year it's something. Like, I could already forecast how this is going to go. He's going to be out of gas sometime in the beginning of May, and he's going to say, I don't know what happened. Well, I do, Joel. You either weren't in good enough shape, or you gave everything you had to win the MVP.
Yeah, better go see the Wizard. Got to go see the Wizard, man. Gotta go get some more heart, something.
Go see him.
You can't
man.
Get tired. Like, man, listen, I understand that people are not gonna agree. You can't get tired during a playoff run. You can't. You just can't. You gotta do what you gotta do, man. You gotta go eat one of them hyperbaric chambers, one of them oxygen tanks or something. Do what you have to do to be ready to go. You can't like that. That is an excuse that you use for rookies when they're not used to the grind of the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that as a guy that's been in the game as long as Joel has been in the game.
No, you can't.
You can't do that.
Let's talk to Rasheem in North Philly. What's up, Rasheem?
Rasheem!
What's up? I think this is a crazy question to ask about Joel Embiid, a dominant big man. Like, I don't know, like, the whole thing about with him saying that he's tired and his whole big, you know, this big story about it. But the man, you know, the man could be tired. You got to think about it. He's been he's 7'2", 280 pounds. He's leading the league in scoring at 33 points a game. Now, so I guess we're expecting, because he's saying he's tired, that it's going to show up in the playoffs. Anytime Joel has been healthy in the playoffs, he's been dominant.
Rasheem. Hold on. I want facts. Let's use facts. All his numbers in the postseason compared to the regular season, his career, are worse. He is undoubtedly a worse player. Rasheem, part of being a great player is being there and at your best in the biggest moments. The truth is, he's not.
Rasheem,
so
you know,
we're criticizing. Hold on. So we're criticizing him because of injuries that's unforeseen, fluky injuries at that. So we're criticizing this man because of that.
Wait a minute, Rasheem, you know why we're criticizing him? Because as a former player, as a former professional athlete, you're setting the stage for failure. You're setting it up. You're setting it up for a built-in excuse. If you don't play well in the playoffs, guess what he's going to say? Well, I was tired. I ran out of gas.
No, you can't I hear you, Hugh, but this is something that, you know, I'm not saying it's a built-in excuse, but I said the last 3 or 4 years, the Sixers have underperformed. I think this man understands and knows what's going on. So I'm not going to pick that when he says he's tired,
Let me ask you this then. If you say he knows what he's going to go through this season, right? So why didn't he prepare for this season in the offseason, knowing how the postseason has been for him over the last few years?
I think he has, but we also got to put the onus on James Harden being able to step up in the playoffs. We also got to put the onus.
We're not talking about James Harden.
Rasheem, when we say the Sixers are, if they win, it's because of who? Who do we put that on?
It's because of Joel Embiid.
Right. Give me 2 seconds, and I'm gonna wrap it up for you in a nice little bow.
Okay.
If I know going into the season that I'm the catalyst for my team to be successful, then it's on me as a professional athlete to do everything that I need to do so that I will be prepared for what's asked of me. There's no mouth. Like, listen, if I consider myself that dude, then I got to prepare for that dude for everything. I have to prepare for that, man.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
What have Giannis won a championship without Chris Middleton or Drew Holiday?
I don't care, Rasheem. Rasheem, I will put it this way. Rasheem, and I'll put you back on the air. In June, or whenever that was, because there was a pandemic, I don't know, maybe it was late June or early July. I don't care what month it was. Rasheem, in June, July, whenever those finals happened 2 years ago, he was the best athlete on the floor in late June. Do you ever think Joel Embiid will be the best athlete on the floor, the most in shape? Just answer the question. Do you think that? Because 9 years now, he's out of gas, Rasheem.
He's in shape now. He just had 46 points 2 nights ago.
And then what did he do? And then what happened? The next night, he played like crap. He said he played like crap.
I just don't understand, like, Joel Embiid criticism. Like I hear people, because if you want to criticize this man about not making out the second round of the playoffs, but I could pick this on a whole lot of other
that's,
people.
Then didn't do that, Rasheem. That's fine.
But you can't say you're tired, dude. That let Doc say that. Like, if you're tired, that's Doc's call. Because to me, that's a built-in excuse. Hey, you know what? I got tired. Yeah, you would get mad at anybody if Jalen Hurts would have said that in the Super Bowl. Hey, man, I was tired.
People would have flipped out. Come on, tired.
Listen, the fact that and we remember this. Remember Donovan was throwing up. People were tripping on him for that.
Yes.
Like, why are you in the Super Bowl throwing up, dog? Why are you throwing up?
It's
not a good look, man. I hear what you're saying, but it's just not a good look.
It's not. 215-592-9494. Joel Embiid's a great player. He's the favorite to win the MVP. We're going to discuss over the course of this show with a lot of guests from all over the place that cover teams that obviously are associated with us here at WIP on whether or not this guy's the MVP. But bigger picture, because this is what matters to me, do you believe he's a championship player? Yes or no? The three of us here, myself, Hugh, and Kyle, we're aligned on this. Where do you come down? Do you believe Joel Embiid is a championship player? Yes or no? 215-592-9490. From the other side, all your phone calls, all your reaction, and we'll get ESP's input on the MVP debate, and he recently made a comparison of Jokic to another player we know very well. You don't want to miss that. It's next, right here in the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.